Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday afternoon.
But it's my
Sour Brat by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL No Huddle just a couple of minutes away. Leonard Floyd going to join us in 20 minutes. Looking forward to chatting with the George Bulldog, one of the newest members of the Atlanta Falcons, at 12:20. And then Billy Horschel going to join us at 12:40 ahead of the Atlanta Drive's attempt to win the championship tonight. And they got two chances. Hopefully it'll only take one, as they won last night. And they'll get to the back page with Bo.
Hey, man, I know we were talking about our new favorite artist, man. YB out, baby.
All good.
Yeah, YB out, man. Yeah, my man, he back in the studio.
Free young boy.
Yeah, he out the studio, man. He back in the studio, you know, about to get this new album together.
Well, you know, we've been pretty consistent about this. I mean, fraudulent charges, obviously.
Yeah, man.
I think we're just out to get him.
Yeah, YB, he back home, man. So my boy, yeah, he, you know, from what I'm reading, he got, about to get back in the studio, get this thing back right, man. So, yeah, YB, free YB. I don't know what he did, so I can't say free him.
But he is free.
But yeah, you know how they be like, free the guy.
Right.
No. Keep their ass in.
Yeah, some people shouldn't be. Like, some people did the bad crime.
Yeah, exactly.
And
free the guys.
Yeah.
No.
Anytime anybody does anything, free them. Like, well.
Free me.
Let's just.
Well, what'd you do?
Let's pump the brakes a minute.
Oh, you stuck up a. Oh, you robbed a bank. Yeah. How long you been in? Yeah,
oh,
man, I've been in here about 17 days.
You're scamming the elderly? Yeah. Nah, you deserve to be locked up.
You stay your ass in there. But yeah, man, why be free? I don't know where he at. I know he's from Louisiana, but I think he's somewhere secret.
DJ Academics confirms his location following his release.
Oh, that's that cornball dude.
I don't know who he is.
That's that cornball
dude. I just Googled it.
Yeah, I think Isaiah told me he's Dre's mouthpiece.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that. I think that was Zaytoven.
This is how he got out. Due to good behavior and a myriad of other factors.
There we go. Rich.
Money. And good lawyers. His last has been reported that he's coming home.
Ready now,
and not yet. In April. He's coming home in April.
Okay, halfway house.
Yeah, so he's not.
April next month, next week.
Yeah, it's almost April. What is it? Jeez, it is March 25th.
Yeah,
that's an outrage.
I know, right.
How is it possibly March 25th?
Yes.
Goodness
yes.
gracious.
But so I'm waiting for the new music to drop, Andy.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, and I'll let you know. I'll give you my review of YB.
Oh, man. You won't have to let me know. I'll know.
Oh, you'll know?
I don't even have a Google alert set or anything like that. I can just feel it.
You feel when YB in the studio?
Yeah. I get the little like spidey senses. It's like, young boy released some new music. And then I have to get to Spotify, I guess.
Yeah,
something.
I'm sure it comes on where you get any platform.
I just go out on my porch and I can hear it.
Yeah,
it just starts playing
any platform that you need to get your music on. It's on there.
You live in the type of neighborhood I live in. New music like that comes out. You just go out on the porch and it's going. Everybody's playing it.
Black. What was your guy's name yesterday?
Who? Oh man, I don't even remember.
Ludfo.
Okay.
Right. Damn, Andy,
it's my guy.
Yeah, you forgot that. I think it might be easy to say.
Yeah, it's just two letters.
YB.
Those are the letters. Ludfo is just kind of two noises.
Yeah. Ludflo.
Or one if you
can. Do we figure out what his name was? LeFlo?
Ludfo.
Okay.
This has been your Above 40 Hip Hop Minute with Andy and Randy.
We got you, dog.
All right. Let's get to an NFL No Huddle.
Ludfo.
All right. NFL No Huddle every single day to kick off the noon hour. Here's Puka Nacua talking about retirement.
I want to retire at the age of 30.
Me too.
I'm 23 right now. I'm going into year 3. I think of Aaron Donald like, man, like to go out at the top, I think it would be super cool, but then also be like, yo, like I want to have a big family. Just like I want to have at least a starting 5. I'm like, I came from a big family.
Oh,
so
he
I'm like,
said
I need,
he won't fall.
I need 5 boys. I need 5 boys for sure.
That's cool.
But also be like, man, I want to be able to like be a part of their lives and like be as active as I can with them. So I'm like, I don't want to be. The injuries are something that you can't control part of the game. So, like, oh, man, like, you never know. Hopefully, like, the rest of your career will go healthy. But, like, man, you have shoulder surgery, you have knee surgery, you have ankle. And be like, yo, like, by the time my kids could be 18, I'm like, I could be barely walking if I, like, if you play the game and, like, you sustain all the injuries. But I want to retire early.
There you go.
Okay. Well, good for you, Puka.
There.
Good for you to have that plan.
It's good. It all makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, good for him, man. I mean, because he's about to get a bag.
Yep.
Probably next offseason.
Yep.
And, you know, I mean,
one more good year, he's going to get a big payday.
And to be able to walk away at 30, like you said, you know, with limited amount of injuries, you don't never leave this game healthy. I don't care what nobody say. The wear and tear that it takes on your body, you're going to have some stuff.
I mean, 30 would mean he played in the NFL for 9 years.
Yeah, man.
So
yeah, you're going to have some.
You play in the NFL for 9 years at that position, you're going to.
You're going to have some stuff. So, I mean, for him to sit up there and say that, I'm glad I heard the comment because when I read it, I was like, why the hell would you say that?
I don't know why you would say that.
Yeah, but now I heard his comments and
but
everything.
But even still with the comments, why would you say that?
But why would you say that?
It's just good. They're going to use that against you in negotiating.
Well,
they
can't use it now.
Not now.
Not now, but they can if he keeps balling. Yeah, it's time for another contract. Oh, yeah. He might retire 30.
What do you mean you want a 3-year deal?
You're
28.
You'll be 28.
How about a 2-year deal?
I mean, you said, because you said 30.
You do math, right?
You said 30.
They do that at BYU?
You said 30.
You said 30, so we're not doing that. But it all tracks. Good for him. Good plan. Here's Cam Hayward maybe wishing that he just had never talked.
Everybody gave me crap. They said I called him out. I don't think I really called him out. I just said I was going.
You kind of did,
Cam. I was not going to go on a darkness retreat to recruit him. If he wants to be a Steeler, he can be a Steeler. Like,
right.
He doesn't. That's the pitch. I don't know why everybody thought, oh, Cam's really going at him. And so some fans felt, oh yeah, keep doing that. And the other fans felt like, oh man, you're really going to scare him off. I'm not scaring anybody off. I just want to win games.
He's so right though. He's so right. Cause people are like, oh, look how he owned Aaron Rodgers.
He's 100% right.
And then it's like, oh, I can't believe he's doing that. He's not going to come. Aaron Rodgers not going to come now. Aaron Rodgers, if he decides not to go to Pittsburgh, it won't be because of what he said.
But you can hear it in his voice. Yeah. Like you've been there. I've been there. Yeah. Like everybody's been there. Where it's like, you know what? Never mind.
Yeah.
Forget I said anything.
Yeah.
Like what I said was how I felt. And then all you idiots took it over here.
Yes.
Forget it. Forget I said anything.
Yeah.
All right. I wish I hadn't said anything. Then I wouldn't have had to spend the last 10 days dealing with all you dummies not knowing how to react to what I was talking about.
Right.
Like, I'm good. Leave me alone.
Yeah, man.
Erase it from your memory.
It's so funny.
I didn't say anything.
It's so funny.
It's just such a great example of, like, again, what he said was right. He was like, we're the Steelers. Come play for us or don't. Yeah. Whatever. Like, it was a pretty good line.
We got time to be just sitting around waiting for you.
Yeah. And then.
But when you said the darkness street.
Because
everybody figured you were talking about Aaron Rodgers.
Say anything now without people, you know. But anyway, it's how it goes.
I don't know what he's waiting on, Bunk.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
I do.
I mean, we know why, but I'm just saying. I mean, Pittsburgh and this scene, Pittsburgh seems like they're content with waiting. They are. It seems like they're content with waiting to see what it does. It's still early in the offseason. And, you know, he's played a lot of football. Talking about Aaron Rodgers. I said this last month. I said, I like it, kind of. But then you look at it because I like it because he ain't going to be in control. Mike T runs everything like that.
Yeah.
Arthur Smith runs the offense.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes.
I don't know. I don't like it because I don't like Aaron Rodgers as the starting quarterback anymore. I don't think the juice is worth the squeeze anymore. All right. Wait, do your thing, get the attention, whatever
because
it is.
Because eventually.
Like, at a certain point, we have to play football next year.
Eventually, the whole never had a below 500 record or losing record.
Yeah.
Eventually, and I know a lot of Steelers fans. Okay, so what?
I don't even think Tomlin cares about that. He's cool. We want to win playoff
games. And that's what I'm saying. But Steelers fans are saying that that's what they're always giving you with Mike T.
Right. Well,
he's never. Okay, we understand. But he's five straight.
Yeah, the standard, though, is to win in the playoffs and get some trophies. And it's been a while. Tom Brady, again, people talking constantly and nonstop, admits that the tension that developed with him and Bill Belichick led to his eventual departure from the Patriots. Didn't we know that
already? Did we know that already?
I guess he just said it publicly,
so it kind of got to that.
Yeah, but it's like, well, duh.
Yeah,
you were tired of getting treated like a rookie when you had 7 Super Bowls.
Yeah, I mean, eventually, and everybody knew this about Tom, eventually Tom was going to be like, all right, Bill.
Yeah, enough's enough.
And I think Bill, Bill knew that, and so Bill wanted to continue to do it sometimes. I do believe Bill did that.
I was like,
spite.
I could let up.
But you know what? I'm not going to. I don't give a dang if you're Tom Brady. I'm not going to let up on you because if I let up on you, then everybody else will think I should let up on them. And I just don't believe that.
Although everybody else might be like, you know what? I'm not Tom Brady.
Yes.
Maybe he doesn't let up on me because of that.
But that was all. But the thing about it was that he kept it in that process
he
of
did.
Thought. He's like,
he did.
If I'm going to treat Tom like trash, like they said that he would open meetings, the team meeting, With Tom. Tom's the first play.
Which just feels like.
Yeah, Tom's the first play.
That's excessive.
But I'm just telling you that because I think only I'm trying to think. Only coach I've ever had. Nick used to do that. Like Nick would have, like on the Monday team meeting after a game, he would have them clips and everything of bad plays. He's like, damn.
Come on.
Because the thing
can we just
is,
wait till the third quarter when I made the play?
But, you know, you would see the touchdown, right? DB giving up the touchdown. But yet he would have something like that was a side for it. It wasn't a touchdown was on the highlight. He would highlight somebody not doing what they're supposed to do. Look at this effort right here.
Yeah.
What the hell are we going to do with that?
Were you ever one of the lead practice?
Oh, yeah. I've been got before. I'm not going to say, Yeah, like, look at this. Look at this guy. Look at 81 here. What you doing, Everett? What you doing? Hey, Georgia, what you doing right here, huh? You going to block somebody?
When he does that, what do you say? Nothing?
Don't say nothing. It don't make no sense to say that because it's right there. It's right there. Yeah.
You can't really argue with it.
But it'd be funny.
What you can't see from this angle, coach.
Yeah,
is...
no, you watch it yourself. And then you ask, no. That'd be the one thing. You can't really, like, you wake up Monday after the game, tired as hell, but all you think about is that meeting and that play. You're like, damn. Damn it, please
don't. It's going to suck.
Please don't be here. They'd be like, you might be five or six plays in. Oh, he ain't showed it yet. And damn it, here's the next one right here. Hey, 8-1, what you got right here? Was that the right was that the right technique that we teach here? Oh, it wasn't. So what the hell are you doing here then?
That sucks, man. Latest mock draft.
Oh.
You got the Mike Tannenbaum executive GM first round picks. I just like to go straight to 15.
Yep.
Make sure everybody's on the same page.
What do you got?
They are. They got a defensive tackle from Michigan. Not that one.
Oh, not that one.
The other one.
Oh.
Kenneth Grant.
I like Kenneth Grant.
Good player.
I like Kenneth Grant.
Yeah, me too.
He ain't another guy.
I really like Mason Graham.
Yeah, he ain't another guy.
Yeah.
But, okay.
Yeah. Like, I know. I did that on purpose.
I was like, what Tannenbaum know that I don't know?
Yeah, no. Kenneth Grant. Mason Graham's gone in the top 10.
Okay.
As he is in every other mock draft that I've seen. But, hey, there's another person that thinks the Falcons are going defense.
All right, man. But, who was that? Was it Mel Kiper? That the little blurb that you liked, was it Mel Kiper?
Yeah, he was like, but don't be surprised if they surprise you again because they are the Falcons.
Yes.
Okay, thanks. Right. Thanks for just putting that back out there in the atmosphere, Mel.
Is he lying?
No, he's not lying. Not lying at all. I just hope he's wrong. That's all. Hey, one thing we do know is that the Falcons at least addressed some of their pass rush needs in free agency. Leonard Floyd is going to join us next. Georgia Bulldog, Georgia native, Atlanta Falcon now coming home to play for the hometown Falcons. We'll talk to him after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.